small game seasons. This is briefing and public hearing as well. Mr. Mick. See, we got a little future hunter back there. Need a little camo outfit, so can't see him. Oh, he's got the pants on.
He's got the pants.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission, director. For the record, my name is Mick Cope. I'm game division manager. Actually feels a little bit like old home week, as I used to do Upland Game for several years, so able to give this today is nice. Wanted to just give a quick overview of what I'm going to go through. This is going to be a fairly short presentation. We have some minor adjustments to the small game season. We do a larger effort every 3 years on our three-year package, we have adjustments that we want to make now and then. The main proposed adjustment here is to increase turkey hunting opportunity in Northeast Washington. This proposal would add 17 additional days in GMUs 101 through 142 north of Spokane, and it would overlap general deer season. There's some indicators of population of turkey populations in that northeast part of the state, whether it's the Christmas bird count or our turkey transects that we run, have all been showing increased, as well as comments that we've been receiving from the public as well, that there's plenty of turkeys in the area and we'd love to be able to have more opportunity. Providing an opportunity to hunt over, yes, Commissioner? Well, that may be up to you, sir. The proposal is for Northeast at the moment. Now it took me off track. Now I'm going to get back on track. This opportunity would cross deer season, which would provide an opportunity. This isn't a proposal that would make rifle hunting for turkeys legal. It'd still be shotgun, archery opportunity. So not that big of a change. So if you're out deer hunting, you also take your shotgun with you, and in the you tag out with your deer, then you can move forward and still be part of hunting camp and have turkey hunting going on. Just to touch real quickly on hunter participation in harvest, it looks like harvest is going down, and in fact it has gone down, but so is hunter participation. And it's an interesting phenomenon. It's if you look at it compared to back in the mid-90s, it's still quite high. Turkey hunting interest peaked in Washington in the mid-early 2000s. There's still, I feel, a fairly healthy contingent of turkey hunters. I count myself among them. But there is a little bit of a downturn, but maybe this will also turn a little bit of more interest in that if we cross it over with deer season as well. So the second part of this rule that we want to touch is Eastern and Western Washington pheasant hunting. Specifically, there's two amendments that we're proposing. One would be to have hunters with disabilities able to participate in the senior season, which is occurs in late September, and also to have hunters with disabilities able to participate in Western Washington in both. There's a system where when you buy your Western Washington license, you choose whether you want to hunt on even weekend days or odd weekend days. And that's a strategy to try and spread hunters out so you don't have too many folks every day on the weekend, because those are the most popular days to hunt Western Washington pheasants. So most hunters need to choose odd and even. Currently, the youth and senior don't. So this would put them in the same opportunity as that group. And obviously the rationale there is to increase that opportunity for hunters with disabilities. The third amendment we're making is actually something tied to the presentation that you just heard from Don. He mentioned that mourning doves and September goose were included in this rule previously, and since we're able to consolidate that rule into one, then we don't need them in this rule anymore. So this is just aligning or bringing those whacks into a more simple form to deal with. So, as far as public comment goes, we did get several comments on this issue, and this almost all of them were dealing with the turkey season, and there was a lot of support from the public comments that came in during the month-long public comment period. So with that, if you have any questions.
Any questions? One quick one, Mick. On the ADA issues for pheasant hunting, I think it would be really nice if you mentioned that to Cindy or to Sam, who works, to have him run it through the ADA committee, or as a heads up.
Okay.
Because that's the kind of stuff they like to be involved with before they see it in print, and it's a nice way to engage them on that. But Sam can run that through.
And back to my earlier comment, last year was a dry summer, and I have never seen chuckers for a lot of years like we had last year.
That's great to hear.
Oh, it was. And we've got really good holdover numbers, so hopefully it'll spill into this year.
One of my favorite birds.
The downside was, and I love hunting turkeys, but with spring turkey hunting, you don't put a dent in the population. And, I mean, it was a wreck this fall and winter, because there again we were dry, the turkeys didn't have a lot to eat, and anybody with a hay pile, it was a wreck. Our damage control people were really good to work with, and I know one of my neighbors got unlimited kill permits, and it looked like a chicken truck had wrecked next to his hay pile. It was sad. It really is. It's a wasted resource. I mean, if we got anything we can do to encourage fall turkey hunting, we need to do, because it has really become a problem. And when you get expensive hay, and it isn't just the hay that they eat, that's the least of the problems, but they get on the bale piles and scratch and poop, and you get coccidiosis out of that in your cattle. So people get really narrow-minded about the deal. And there again is a wasted resource is what it is, because, and so no, if you could put the SE with the NE.
I'll definitely talk that through with our folks down, our regional staff, and make sure that we kind of look how we might structure that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
And no public input.